Had he got those darn or something burning?
I don't know what you got in the turkey.
Don't smell like iced potatoes burning.
No, it ain't no iced potatoes burning, I tell you.
Well, smell like something burning.
My turkey.
And he cut his iced potatoes. And he never did get to plow them. When the ground or the moon was right, well, the ground was too wet. And he got his ice tails cut, but he never did. Never did get them planted that year. He wouldn't plant them unless the moon was right. He said they he even weaned his babies by the moon. On a certain moon, they start weaning the babies. He had 6 or 7 kids, I think.
Did you ever see them? Now, them hogs would have, some of them would have what on the...
Tush?
Yeah.
Big snouts on the side of the mouth.
Yeah.
Well, that was mostly the male hogs.
How could you tell when you got them mad, then?
They're mad?
Yeah.
It wouldn't take much to make them mad.
They would bristle, the hair would...
Yeah, well, it had raised up on the back of the neck, so like dogs do, you know.
Bristles
stand up some, I don't know.
Now, do you have any name for a hog that had grown up wild?
Well, they're just wild hogs. They've got a few scattered around up there in the river swamps and now. Some of them are tame hogs going wild, some of them are active wild hogs. Over here east of us, you know, some of these other parishes down there, they have a wild hog. And they had them over here around Mendon, one thing or another, Rushmore over there, you know, a few years back, but I don't think they have any more of it.
Yeah, you fed your hogs in what, when you have them?
How then?
You fed your hogs in...
Well, in the at home in the old time, my dad didn't do too much feeding them. They'd pick up scraps around the barn, you know, from the horses and feedlot, and maybe he would have a little rice polish or some kind of a bran or something. He'd feed them a little bit when he was growing them up, you know, had them in a pasture. Well, they'd eat grass. The hogs starved to death on long grass, but the short grass, well, they do good.
Yeah. But when you wanted to fatten them, you put them in a what?
Well, put them in a pen.
Yeah, but you fed the animals in what? What'd you have to put the feed in?
Well, we'd have troughs to pull the slop hole. Or the soaked corn, we'd soak corn, shell corn, soaking corn in a big trough. Have it there before them all the time.
Yeah.
Feed them sweet potatoes.
Yeah. Now, the kind of a noise made by a calf when you were weaning it, you'd say the calf began to... Well, when you're weaning a calf, he'd begin to what? Begin to start doing what?
Well, always, if we didn't sell them off before they were weaned, well, the cow would wean them off themselves.
And then the calf would make what kind of noise?
They'd have that, have their voices to, just like you do, but then they'd soon quit it, you know.
Quit what?
The cow quit blating like that.
Yeah. Now, when you're feeding a cow, he'd start making a gentle noise. You say he'd begin to start